Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena as wrap-up action and the Boise State basketball tournament. And we're done with the entire winter sports season. Here, by the time we get to about 11 o'clock tonight, we still have three more champions that we need to crown. So far today, Elkhorn South won Class B, Winnebago won Class C1, and High Plains is your state champion in Class D1. As, again, three more titles to be handed out tonight. We'll begin, first of all, in Class D2, where Exeter Milligan will battle Bancroft Rosalie. Both of them easy winners yesterday in the semifinals. That'll then be followed by the Class A matchup between Omaha South and Creighton Prep, the top two teams in the state getting together in the Class A championship, with the exception of Norfolk. Norfolk fell out and was undefeated, actually was rated number one at the end of the season, but both South and Prep had been rated number one at various parts of the year, and South, the overall number three seed in the tournament, while Prep was the number one seed coming in here for the Class A state championship, and that will be our 6:30 game. Then, of course, the highlight, at least in our area anyway, will be the two state championship, where St. Cecilia will try to climb that mountain once again. They won three straight titles back in 08, 09, and in 2010. Well, for the first time in 5 years, the Blue Hawks are back in the state championship game, where they'll be taking on Freeman. And Freeman really put the clamps down on Bergen in the fourth quarter to make it to the finals. Both teams really dominant fourth quarters yesterday to earn a spot in the Class C2 state championship. That will be our Coupe de Grasse. That will be our nightcap tonight at the 8:30 game here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. But first, we have a D2 state champion to crown. It'll either be Bancroft Rosalie, who is now 27-1 on the season, or a scrappy squad from Exeter Milligan. The Timberwolves playing a very tough schedule. They're now 20-7 on the season. They did lose the district final to Fall City Sacred Heart by 15, but since then they put it together as they've been able to just run through action here in Class D2, as they were able to fight their way past Wilcox Hildreth in the first round, 49-40. And then they had the easy win yesterday over Minotaur, 60-36. Bancroft Rosalie, as we mentioned, 25-1 on the year. Their only loss was to Winnebago. Winnebago won a Class C1 state championship earlier here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So, again, the C1 state champion, the only one that's beaten Bancroft Rosalie, who will play for a D2 state title. Bancroft Rosalie here in Lincoln rolled against Bertrand, had a fairly tough matchup, actually, and then distanced themselves against the Vikings 51-44. And then yesterday in the semifinals had no problem with Riverside, 50-35, in a game that really wasn't even that close as they played yesterday at the Devaney Center. So the lights are going dim. You'll hear the big hoop from the fans as they'll get set and ready to get things underway here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Class D2, our smallest class in the state. Then we'll have the largest Class A, and then the C2 state championship, St. Cecilia and Freeman, right here on ESPN Superstation. By the way, the St. Cecilia game also will be on our sister stations, KKPR, as well. So we'll have that FM and AM as well for you in the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island area. So we're excited to bring you coverage of high school basketball here from the Pinnacle Bank Arena as we'll wrap up the winter sports season here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Seed and Chemical. We'll return you back to the bank as we'll have the starters for our D2 state championship game between Exeter Milligan and Bancroft Rosalie coming up right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. National anthem has already been sung. We're just about set and ready to get things underway here. And let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Bancroft Rosalie. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard. So they'll be in their road dark blue uniforms, light blue trim, and a little bit of silver in there as well. As it says, Panthers across the front. And their starting lineup looks like this. Kenneth Appleton is a 5'9 senior. He averages 17.5 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Mario Aldrich is a junior. He's 5'9, averaging 9.5 points, 2.6 rebounds a contest. Ian Nottleman is a 6'3 senior, averages 7.3 points and 6.6 rebounds. Dane Wertman is a 6'1 junior. He averages 5.8 points, 3.2 rebounds. And Karsten Teets is a senior. He's 6 foot tall, averages 16.9 points and 7.3 rebounds for head coach Corey Meyer and the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers, who are 27-1 coming. They've made it to the state basketball tournament a couple years in a row. We know that because they are the defending state champions in Class D2, as they won it last year, and they were a runner-up back in 1998. So this is the school's third appearance at the state championships. For Exeter Milligan, the Timberwolves, their starting lineup looks like this. Derek Luzum is a 6'3 senior. He averages 17.5 points and 8.9 rebounds. Dalton Zelenka is a 5'9 senior. Zelenka averages 2.5 points and 1.7 rebounds. Sam Zeleny is a 5'9 junior. Zeleny averages 7.3 points and 2.4 rebounds. Kyle Jensen is a 5'11 senior who averages 14.2 points and 3.6 rebounds. And Brock Mueller is a 6'7 senior, and he averages 4 points per ball game and has about 2.7 rebounds a contest here for Exeter Milligan. And obviously, he'll be a very strong presence on the inside for Exeter Milligan. This is only their third trip to the state tournament. Never been in a finals before, so obviously they're looking for their school's first state championship. Your spot up to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Dan Carney. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The tip between the Exeter Miller Timberwolves and the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers for the D2 state championship coming up here on the ESPN Superstation right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed. And Chemical, Rich Ferguson on the PA here for the three championship games to come up here. Class D2, Class A, and then the C2 state championship featuring St. Cecilia will be coming up here on ESPN Radio. And don't forget the St. Cecilia game at 8:30 will also be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, as all of our contests are throughout the course of the high school sports. With ball in hand, ready to put things up in the air for your Bancroft's Rosalie. Nottaman will be doing the jumping here. And for Exeter Milligan, it'll be Derek Lusum. And we've got the clocks all set. I think we're just about ready to get things underway here for the evening session here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And the tip is going to be controlled by Exeter Milligan. Nearly from back, almost an early mistake there. But with the basketball, we'll come in. Exeter Milligan, move it on the right side for Zeleny. Zeleny.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We apologize for our technical difficulties. Let's get you a real quick update right now. It is Bancroft Rosalie with a 7-2 lead over Exeter Milligan. Exeter Milligan does have the basketball, and we're working on fixing our problems. Zelenka has it right side, puts it in lane to the big man, Brock Mueller. And Brock Mueller going to be heading to the line as he was hit on the arm, putting up the shot. Very big presence there. Not only is he 6'7", but he's probably about 3 feet across from front to back. He is a very strong, big player. And, again, it can create a lot of space in there as he'll put those arms out. So the free throw here is going to be up and good for Mueller. So Mueller will hit the shot. And just like that, he has his first point of the game. And the Panthers now, they have their lead cut to 7-3. 5:10 to go here in quarter number one. First of three games tonight in the evening session here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Mueller's second free throw up and good. And with 5:10 to go, Exeter Milligan making the substitution, checking into the game. Back into the game is going to be Teets. Also out there is Zeleny. So here comes Exeter Milligan, or Bancroft Rosalie, rather. Aldridge brings in the offensive end, gives it off here for Appleton. Appleton gets it here for Teets. Teets drives for that right hand, takes it off glass, and will score. Nice job by Karsten Teets using that glass to his benefit. And it's now a five-point ball game. And with it is number five, Zelenka. Zelenka gives it off into the lane. They're having a little trouble with it. They're going to have to kick it out. And driving here is going to be Zeleny. And Zeleny, just as he starts the drive, they'll reach in on him, and the foul is going to be whistled on Appleton. So Appleton called for the foul, his first of the game. And toss it in here. It's going to be the Timberwolves. So the Wolves right in front of us will toss it in. Jensen has it slapped around, but Zeleny picks it up. Now Zeleny gets it back, and he'll give it to left side here for Zelenka. Top of the circle with it is Zeleny. They'll enter it on the baseline. A little drive there by Jensen. Shot's no good. Jensen fighting for the rebound, and he's going to be held. I believe they're going to give that to Aldridge. So Aldridge will pick up the foul. And that is just the first on him. So Exeter Milligan still trying to cut into this lead a little bit. They had a slow start, but now playing a little bit better. Stepping up after the inbounds is Zeleny. He'll fire the three, no good. Up high for the rebound is Teets, and Teets will bring it up ahead here for the Panthers. They're running as they get the ball out here for Ross. Ross gives it right wing. Cutting in there is Nottleman, and Nottleman will hit the bucket. So scoring in transition are the Panthers. And they've added to their lead. They lead it 11-4. Zelenka gets it in a lane. A little floater up, rolling around. Nice shooter's touch there by Luzum. And Luzum averages 17.5 points per ball game under the shooter's touch like that. You can see why as he makes it 11-6. So here's going to be Nottleman working it on the corner on that left side. Posting up, even though he's small, is going to be Aldridge. They'll kick it out top of the circle. Three-pointer good for Appleton. And now a timeout here for Exeter Milligan. So the Timberwolves call the timeout after that three-pointer stroked in to make it an 8-point lead for Bancroft Rosalie, 14-6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, Local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Right now, it is an 8-point lead for Bancroft Rosalie. Exeter and Oregon wanting to straighten things out a little bit, so they'll call the timeout. Zeleny brings in the offensive end, gets the top of the circle, gets it back, gives it to Zelenka. Zelenka will fire a three, and he hits the three. Just a little game of catch over there, and they hit the three-pointer. So we'll see what Aldridge can do. His pass is going to be tipped around. Diving on the floor with it is Zeleny. Zeleny came up with it. Did he get a timeout? No. Didn't really have complete control of it. No one got the timeout called. It's going to be a hell ball, but that will be a turnover for Bancroft Rosalie because Exeter Milligan has the possession arrow pointing their direction. So they'll move the arrow as the ball is inbounded here for Zeleny. Zeleny gets left side. Zelenka enters it down low. Kicked back out. As with it momentarily was Maxson. He'll get it in the lane to Luzum. And Luzum with a nice little runner. And Luzum now with his first point of the game. Two of them, actually, and it's now a three-point contest. Panthers get it off here, left side. Bancroft Rosalie bounce pass on the inside for Appleton. Appleton lost it momentarily, picks it up, puts up a jumper, missed it. Luzum pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring it in the offensive end, giving it to Zeleny. And the ball is going to be off the foot of Zeleny. It's going to be over and back. It was touched momentarily there by Appleton, but then Zeleny got it back and then dribbled it off of his own foot and went into the backcourt. That was a turnover forced by Bancroft Rosalie as it is over and back. So the Panthers looking to inbound it. Nobody really helping out Aldridge, and he'll throw it in the corner with Appleton. Appleton's going to fire a three on the right wing. It's an air ball, rebounded by Teets underneath. Teets is in trouble. He takes it off glass and will score. Somehow got that shot off over the top of Luzum and is able to rattle it home. 16-11. Exeter Milligan has trailed throughout the game. They've got the ball now on the baseline, working it around. They'll kick it back out near the top of the circle here. With it is Jensen. Jensen gives it left side for Luzum. He'll fire a contested three. In and out, no good. And Wortman with the rebound for the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. They're going to slow it down a little bit as Aldridge will just play a little catch here with Appleton on that left side. Appleton gives it right wing here for Aldridge. Aldridge thought about shooting the three. He'll put it on the baseline in the hand of Teets. Teets will spin off one defender, take it off glass, and lay it up and in. Teets using a couple of tools in the repertoire there as he drove in strong and great body control, laying it off the glass for the bucket. So Exeter Milligan being patient, top of the circle. And they'll get it on the baseline. Luzum is going to shoot over the top of the coverage, and he'll bring it home. Nice shooter's touch there by Luzum. As Luzum is doing his best to keep him in the game, he's got four here in the contest. Aldrich leading scorer right now for Bancroft Rosalie. And on the drive here is Appleton. Appleton shot no good. Rebound in underneath, and a nice put back up and in for Ross. So Aaron Ross, just a sophomore, doing some work down low as he's able to rattle that one in off of the offensive rebound. So Panthers kind of getting everything going their way right now. They lead it 20-17. And shooting-wise, a 69-42 advantage right now for the Panthers. But they missed the free throw here. And rebounded by Luzum. So they'll bring in the offensive end. Backing in here is going to be Jensen. Jensen gives it off left side. Lose him has it. They double team him, and they'll get it out here to Zeleny. Back to Lose him in the corner. Lose him getting complete attention there by Nottleman every time he gets the ball. And they give it left side, and it's going to be blocked and then saved. A nice save there by Exeter Milligan. Great hustle by Jensen. Jensen gets in the lane, driving up here is going to be Maxson. Maxson has the ball go out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Had it partially blocked as he put the shot up, and it goes out of bounds. So Jarrett Maxson couldn't get the bucket to fall, and flying through the lane here is going to be Lose him, and Lose him on the inbound scores. So Lose him lays it up and in. Nice hands there. And Aldridge will kick it here left side for Appleton. And we're going to have a little hand check foul. Aldridge for Bancroft Rosalie has 7. And for Exeter Milligan, Lose him has 6 points. I think he has the last 6 points that they've scored here so far in the ballgame. So Aldridge will inbound. Dangerous pass goes off the hands of a couple of Panthers and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. That's the third turnover of the first quarter here against the Panthers. So here come the T-Wolves in the offensive end. Exeter Milligan gives off right side. They'll bounce it on the baseline, and it's stolen away. Nice play there by Ross. Ross with a long outlet pass. They're running, and up ahead is Wertman, and Wertman hits the layup. Once they got the ball to midcourt, Wertman was all by himself underneath the bucket basket, and he lays it up and in with a nice outlet pass. Baseline, here's Maxson. He'll kick it top of the circle for Lose'em. Lose'em for 3, no good. Offensive rebound, shot no good at the buzzer for Jarrett Maxson. And that'll do it for one quarter play. But Bancroft Rosalie leads after our first 8 minutes, 22-15. And that is our score at the end of one quarter. So it's Bancroft Rosalie 22, Exeter Milligan 15. And we'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Bancroft Rosalie with the basketball as we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth and the D2 state championship game. Aldridge has it on the left wing, and he'll throw it to that left side for Appleton. Appleton top of the circle for Nottleman. Nottleman's going to hand the ball back out for Appleton. Appleton between the circles here for Aldridge. Down by 7. Panthers have that. They're up by 7. Exeter Milligan trying to strap on the defense here. Appleton puts the pressure on the ball, and he gives it away, gets it back out to Nottleman, back out to Appleton. Appleton's going to shoot a 3 in transition, essentially no good, and rebounded and on the run is Jensen. Jensen kicks up ahead here for Zeleny. Zeleny in the lane, ball's rolling around. It's going to be picked up by the Panthers. On the run is Aldridge after the turnover. Aldridge will get slowed down a little bit by Zelenka, tries to enter it in, tipped around, and Zelenka comes up with it. So Zelenka gets it back here for the T-Wolves, and Exeter Milligan could use something positive to happen on this end of the court. They are down by 7, and they've got the basketball. Lose him, top of the circle, gets it back out here for Zeleny. Zeleny, right wing, there is Zelenka. Zelenka can't shoot over the top of the defense, tries to enter it, and it's going to be saved off the leg of one of the T-Wolves by Mario Aldridge. So Aldridge throws it off the leg of Kyle Jensen, and it goes out of bounds. Great hustle there by Aldridge. Tipping it around, then the ball was loose, and he flew out of bounds while in the air, threw it off the legs of the opponent, and now he'll dribble it in the offensive end. So Teets has it right side. He's directing traffic. Off a screen, he'll give it to Appleton. Appleton throws it down low. goes off of the hands of the T-Wolves, goes off of Zeleny over there. So the Panthers will maintain possession. Not bad defense there, stepping in the passing lane, but couldn't finish off the interception. And for the T-Wolves right now, they're just maybe a half step behind, and the ball's going to be inbounded, went off the foot of Lusum, and they're going to call that a kick. So the Panthers get to inbound it again. Into the corner, they get it off here for Aldridge. Aldridge, three is no good. And it'll be Maxson who snags the rebound for Exeter Milligan. And Maxson will post up down low, but they'll pass around the perimeter, top of the circle. Lusum has it. He shoots a three. Ball's going to be tipped. Tracking it down is going to be Appleton. Appleton lobs it up ahead, and the bucket's going to be good in transition for Teets. Karsten Teets getting a great pass up ahead to him, and he was able to catch and lay it off the glass pretty much all in one motion. Nearly stolen by Aldridge, but the kick in the right corner here for Zeleny, and Zeleny hits a three. I wouldn't say that was an open three, but Zeleny hit it over the top of the defense, and it's now 24-18. Bancroft Rosalie with the lead and the basketball. Aldridge on that left side throws it on the baseline here for Teets. Teets kicks it top of the circle off of a screen. Appleton's open for three, missed it, and the rebound's going to be picked up by Zeleny. So Zeleny will dribble down that sideline. Now he's crossed the timeline. Still dribbling with that dominant right hand. His entry pass tipped around. That'll be another turnover as up ahead is Bancroft Rosalie and a foul on a long pass. Zeleny will commit the foul, and in doing so, he's going to stop a two-on-one fast break as that was going to be a layup if it wasn't for that foul. So not a bad foul, but a turnover on the other end. So Panthers the inbound, leading it 24-18. Bancroft Rosalie trying to pick up their state championship, trying to defend it from last year. Pass down low, quick shot up, but we've got a foul. And I think they're going to be giving that to Lusum. And that'll be a hold and two shots coming up. Nodeman's going to shoot two. And the folks from Exeter Milligan, all the officials from Exeter Milligan, don't agree with the call. But two free throws coming up here for Nodeman, and Nodeman's shot is up and good. So Nodeman with the make here. Reminder for you that presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Buzz's Marine. Your spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. Second free throw good, so now the Panthers lead it 26-18. And Exeter Milligan has possession here, down by eight. And they've got the ball over on the top of the circle now for Zeleny. Zeleny gave it away, get up back, thought about the three, but he'll get the ball off over here for Jensen. Jensen does shoot the three. Offensive rebound by Mueller, and Mueller takes it off glass. It's good. Mueller only averages 2.7 points per ball game, even though he's 6'7". But he got the offensive rebound and the bucket there. That makes it a six-point contest. Nodeman tried to throw it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Nice work by Zelenka. Zelenka gives it off left wing here for Zeleny. Zeleny stops, and they'll bounce it out here for Jensen. Jensen not shooting a three there. He'll give it back to the three-shooter of Zeleny. He missed it and rebounded by Ross. So Aaron Ross hasn't been out there a lot, but he'll pull down the rebound. So with it is Appleton left side here for Bancroft Rosalie. Appleton on the baseline. Backs up. Will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound Teets. Teets being trapped, and his outlet pass intercepted by Zelenka. Zelenka gives it up ahead. On a drive is Jensen. Jensen gets the bucket and a foul. Nice little adjustment. Got the defender to go one way. He kind of cut back in underneath, and he's able to lay it off the glass with a bucket. Great snap pass up ahead. And then he faked to the right, drove in with that left hand, and takes it off the glass with a bucket. And Jensen will have to wait to try to finish the three-point play because we've got a timeout. Timeout being taken here by Bancroft Rosalie. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Bancroft Rosalie 26, Exeter Milligan 22. We'll be back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Kyle Jansen hits the last free throw to make it a three-point ball game. Now driving the lane here for Bancroft Rosalie. They lose it, but it goes out to Nodelman. Nodelman puts up the three. No good. Offensive rebound, and Rass will get a bucket and foul. Aaron Rass grabbed the rebound, put it up, essentially a tip. And when that happened, he got hit on the arm. He went down, went right back up with it, and he rattled it in, and he'll have a chance now for the three-point play. So Kyle Jensen called for the foul, and the free throw, no good. Rebounded by Exeter Milligan. Snagging the bound there is going to be Jarrett Maxson. Maxson gives it up ahead here for Zeleny. Back out to Jensen, top of the circle. Right side, Zeleny has it. Zeleny's going to back up. Zeleny gives it up on the left side here for Zelenka. Back to Zeleny. Zelenka on that left side can't shoot over the very long Ian Nodelman. 6'3 and very long arms. And the ball's on that left side for Zelenka. Zelenka throws it in the corner. Jensen will fire a three off the mark. And the ball's going to be saved by Maxson. Maxson with the save. Jensen on the drive. Has it stripped. Loose ball picked up by Aldridge. And here comes Bancroft Rosalie. Aldridge, great ball fake. Drives left-hand shot. No good. Offensive rebound. And before the shot, we have a foul. Teets pulled down the offensive rebound. Put up the shot. Hit it off glass. But it was that period after he got the rebound before the shot that he was held, and so it'll be a non-shooting situation here. So Wertman checking back into the game, and tossing it in here is going to be Bancroft Rosalie. They'll get it off here right side for Wertman, and Wertman has it intercepted. Zeleny with the steal. Zeleny with the layup, has it blocked! Offensive rebound off glass, good! Scoring here is going to be Cameron White after the blocked shot. Right into White's hands, who was running the floor. And White will lay it up and in. Bit of a break here for the Timberwolves as the Panthers had the block but still surrender the points. Appleton will slow it down a little bit with 2:35 to go before halftime. Presenting sponsors include Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare. From the elbow, picking up the dribble is going to be Ross. Ross kicks right wing here for Aldridge. Aldridge back out to Appleton. Appleton now has it off of a screen right side, throws it in the corner. Losing it momentarily was Aldridge, and Aldridge outlet pass thrown away. Jensen with the steal, with the layup, and he's got two more points. Kyle Jensen, like a snake in the grass there, striking when the ball came out. Got a one-point ball game. Bancroft Rosalie has never trailed, but they have a one-point lead now as Appleton drives. It's bouncing on the rim and good. Kenneth Appleton answers right back here for the Panthers. So Exeter Milligan gets it back in the hands of Jensen. Jensen, 5 points in the ball game, now gives it off to number five, Zelenka. Pass in the lane. There's White. White will drive. Shot left-handed. No good. Rebounded by Wertman. Wertman lost it momentarily and then is able to get it back out to Aldridge. So Wertman does pull down the rebound. And now in the offensive end is Appleton. Appleton throws it in the corner on that right wing for Teets. Back out here for Aldridge. Check that. Appleton. Appleton has it. Throws it on the baseline for Wertman. Wertman kicks out. Aldridge for three. No good. Jensen with the rebound for Exeter Milligan. And he's going to bring it up to cross a little pressure all by himself in the offensive end. Throws left side. Zeleny wants the three. Puts up an air ball. And Aldridge pulls down the rebound. Final minute of a very entertaining first quarter of the D2 State Championship. Bancroft Rosalie up by three. They've got the basketball. Appleton on the baseline, shot blocked, picked up over there by Jensen. Jensen working against pressure by Appleton, brings it across the timeline. Jensen. Now maybe they'll work the clock for the last shot as we've got 41 seconds to go. 30-27, Bancroft Rosalie over Exeter. Milligan, as Exeter Milligan has never had a lead in the ballgame. Pass up high, and we're going to have a foul called on Teets. The pass went up high in the air. Jensen got it. Teets made contact with him while in the air. They kind of got tangled up, and Teets is going to be called for the foul. Panthers are shooting 50% in the game, 13 of 26, and the Wolves are 11 of 29. That works out to 38%, give or take. Ball inbounded here for Zeleny. Zeleny gives it back to Jensen. And Kyle Jensen helps work it around the perimeter. Right wing with it now is going to be Jarrett Maxson. Kicks it top of the circle for Zeleny. 19 seconds left. Zeleny will set a screen after giving it to Jensen. Jensen has it top of the circle, has a screen. Gives it off right side. Penetration now here by Maxson. Maxson, quick jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, we got a foul. Defensive rebound, rather. And then we got a foul. And if they don't get a foul, they outlet it to Mario Aldridge. And Aldridge was all by his lonesome. There wasn't anybody on that side of half court. And he had the ball and a clean path. So it'll be a one and one instead of a layup. And so Nodeman will go to the line and shoot the front end of a one and one. So Nodeman's free throw up and good with 8.5 to go. So the Panthers undoubtedly will have the lead heading into the locker room. They lead it right now 31-27. Trevor Lewsom checking into the game here with 8.5 to go before halftime. Second free throw by Nodeman is up and good. And it's going to be inbounded here by Cameron White. White gives it to Jensen. 6 seconds left. Jensen's crossed the timeline. He'll hand the basketball off here for Zeleny. Zeleny elevates, fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Wortman. And that will do it for the first half. And both fans, sets of sidelines can feel pretty good. Both sets of fans can feel pretty happy here. It looked for a while like Exeter Milligan might get run out of the gym, but they were able to cut the lead down to two and actually had a chance of tying it a couple of different times, and the Panthers will head to the locker room. Bancroft Rosalie with a 32-27 lead over Exeter Milligan. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena for the D2 State Championship game. Right now it's Exeter Milligan trailing Bancroft Rosalie 28-23. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Bancroft Rosalie. As right now, Aldridge is leading the way. Mario Aldridge has 7 points here in the first half. He's 3 of 4 from the field, 1 out of 2. The only free throw field goal he's missed was a three-pointer. So he's got 7 points here at intermission. Karsten Teets, second leading scorer, he's got 6 points. He's also shooting 3 of 4 from the field. Hasn't even attempted a three-pointer, so he has 6 at intermission. Kenneth Appleton with 3 points. Ian Nodelman has rattled in 4 points here in the ball game. Aaron Ross comes off the bench. He's got 4. And also with 4 points is going to be Dane Wortman. Wortman with 4 points here at intermission. elsewhere for Exeter Milligan, who trails it now 32-27. They're being led in scoring so far by Kyle Jensen. Jensen has seven. Derek Lusum with six. Brock Mueller already over his season average. He's got 4 points there at intermission. Dalton Zelenka has three. Sam Zeleny with three. Jarrett Maxson has 2 points. And Cameron White also with 2 points in the ball game. Once again, our halftime score, Bancroft Rosalie 32 and Exeter Milligan 27. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here in the D2 State Championship game. Get you updated on what has happened today and what's coming up the rest of the night. We'll do that when we can come back to Pinnacle Sports, Pinnacle Bank Arena for more coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll check some more team numbers for you here in just a little bit, but let's get you updated on what has already transpired here today. We'll do this alphabetically, I guess. We'll start with Class B. Earlier today, it was Elkhorn South getting past Sydney, 60-51, as the Storm pick up the state championship. And before that, in Class C1, one of the darlings of the tournament, without a doubt, was Winnebago. Winnebago traveled extremely well. Every once in a while, Norfolk will bring a bigger crowd. Sometimes a Lincoln High School will bring a bigger crowd than what they brought all the way from the Indian Reservation, the Winnebago Indian Reservation, because, boy, the Indians traveled very, very well, and the Winnebago Indians pick up their first state championship since 1940. Their first state title in 75 years, and I don't believe they trailed the entire tournament the entire time that they were in Lincoln. Jumped out to an early start Thursday, an early start on Friday. They jumped out to the lead today, and they get past SCOTUS, 66-51. That is the final. And the other game, the first game of the day, was in Class D1, where High Plains had to come from behind to work their way past Humphrey St. Francis, 64-61. As that was a well-played ball game. And down the stretch, Humphrey just made a few mistakes. So High Plains cashed in, and they win it, 64-61. So your state champions so far are Elkhorn South, Winnebago, and High Plains. Well, so far we've got a long ways away before we call this one. It's a five-point game at halftime. Bancroft Rosalie 28, Exeter Milligan 23. And then coming up after this game, in Class A, the number one seed, Creighton Prep, will be taking on third-seeded Omaha South for the state championship, scheduled for 6:30 and then at 8:30 right here on ESPN Radio, as well as our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the C2 state championship as Freeman takes on St. Cecilia. That's what's coming up the rest of the way here for the winter sports season. After that, it'll all be wrapped up and we can start rolling out the soccer balls and sharpening up the track spikes and getting all ready to go. And, yeah, my golf clubs are already out. I got the golf clubs out already. In any event, we'll take another break here. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll continue here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Take a look at some of the team numbers for Bancroft Rosalie and Exeter Milligan when we come back right after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care.
And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Once again, our halftime score is Bancroft Rosalie 28, Exeter Milligan 23. And some team numbers for you. Field goal shooting here in the first half. Bancroft Rosalie is 13 of 26 overall and 2 of 9 from three-point range. So they're 50% overall, 22.2% from three-point range. They've hit 4 of 6 free throws, so they're shooting 66.7% from the free throw line. Shooting for Exeter Milligan, 11 of 31 from the field. That's 35.5%. 2 of 11 from three-point range, so that's 18.2%. They've only been to the free throw line three times, but there they're perfect. They're a perfect 3 for 3. At the end of one quarter, Bancroft Rosalie had a 7-point lead, 22 to 15. Exeter Milligan did win the second quarter, 12 to 10. So now they're trailing it by 5, 32 to 27 here at intermission. And a couple other numbers to look at in terms of turnovers. 8 turnovers for Bancroft Rosalie, 7 for Exeter Milligan. So actually Exeter Milligan down by 5, but taking a little bit better care of the basketball. And both teams are tied in terms of rebound. 17 rebounds apiece. Bancroft Rosalie has 6 offensive, and Exeter Milligan has 8 offensive here so far in the ball game. Once again, our halftime score, it's 32 to 27 as Exeter Milligan trails Bancroft Rosalie. Bancroft Rosalie with a 5-point lead here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to take another break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Reminder for you that our presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. At intermission, it is Bancroft Rosalie with the lead over Exeter Milligan, 32 to 27. And again, Bancroft Rosalie, only one of their last 5 shots have fallen so far here in the ballgame. So they ended up kind of a little bit quieter, and Exeter Milligan, but that again, that one shot they hit did make it a 2-possession game because Exeter Milligan did have it cut down to 3. And so Exeter Milligan has been battling back as they have pretty much trailed the entire ball game here at the Devaney Center. Once again, our halftime score is Bancroft Rosalie 32 to 27. Coming up next, the Class A State Championship. That should be a great matchup between Omaha South and Creighton Prep. And again, Prep rated number 1 about half the season. Norfolk, who was undefeated until they were upset in the first round by Lincoln Northeast, they were rated number 1 heading into the state tournament. But Prep really kind of seen as one of the better, if not the best team in the state. You almost had to rate Norfolk number 1 undefeated, even though you might actually think the Prep might have been a little bit better. And don't forget that Omaha South played the number 1 team in the country, Oak Hill Academy, within 5 points. It ended up being a 6-point ball game, but it was a 1-possession game with about 1.5 minutes to go at the Heartland Hoops Classic. So Omaha South, the Packers, that should be a great matchup, a couple of very athletic teams between Prep and the Packers for the Class A title, and two teams that have proven their mettle all season long, playing tough schedules. Freeman plays up several classes from time to time. Well, obviously playing in the Centennial Conference, St. Cecilia has been tested all season long as well. So two outstanding C2 teams will get together for the state championship game. That's scheduled for 8 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. We'll also have that game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Well, we're in the final about half minute or so before we have the second half. We'll take one last break here. Bancroft Rosalie 32, Exeter Milligan 27. We'll start the second half right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. For so many years, I kept saying the Bob Devaney Sports Center. But this is a great venue. Been here as a fan, doing broadcasting some a little bit too, but been here as a fan. And I always liked the Bob, but boy, Pinnacle Bank is a step up, as it's a great venue for the boys and girls state basketball tournament. Bancroft Rosalie 32, Exeter Milligan 27, as the defending state champions are hoping to repeat, obviously, and Bancroft Rosalie right now has the edge. They won last year. Right now they have a five-point lead. But Exeter Milligan will have the basketball first as we start the second half here right after a little TV timeout, something that we're not necessarily used to through the course of the high school basketball season. And on the far side, as soon as I see that hand go down, I know we're ready to roll. And we're getting close. I think we're still having some sort of pledge drive going on. In any event, it's filling up here nicely. There was a huge crowd here for the morning session, especially for the C1 game. It is unusual that you lose about half your crowd after the smaller class plays, but that was the situation this morning after the Winnebago game, and they traveled extremely well when they left. It did make for a smaller crowd here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So it is Exeter Milligan basketball. They're working around the perimeter here, getting it all started. In the lane, tough jumper in the lane there by Luzum. Luzum couldn't get it to fall, and it's rebounded by Nodeman. Nodeman throws it up ahead to Aldridge, and Aldridge will dribble across midcourt, and they'll be faced by a little man-to-man pressure. They'll give it off here left side for Wertman. Wertman tries to throw it in the lane. It's going to go off the hands of Zeleny and out of bounds. So Bancroft Rosalie to toss it in on their own baseline, and it's going to be Teets that will inbound it on this inbounds play. Originally, it was going to be Aldridge, but they'll throw it into Aldridge, and he'll work around the perimeter to Nodeman. Nodeman gets it at the elbow, working his Teets. Teets kicks it out here for Aldridge. Aldridge, three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Wertman, and Wertman gives it top of the circle for Appleton. Offensive rebound. Now with it on the baseline is Nodeman, and they'll work it back around again. Here's Wertman with it. Wertman thought about shooting over the top of the 6'7 Mueller, but they'll work around the perimeter instead. Right side, Wertman has it. Dump inside here for Aldridge. Back on the left side. Backdoor cut. Good for Appleton. And Appleton will hit the bucket and get a nice little high five as they now set up with a 2-3 zone defensively. And in the offensive end is Exeter Milligan. Here's Zeleny. Zeleny gives it off on the right side for Jensen. Jensen got hot about midway through the second quarter. And he's got the basketball back here. Jensen's going to flip it off here for Zeleny. Zeleny gives off on the right side. Entry pass down low for Mueller. Mueller shot no good, but tipped in by Luzum. Nobody boxed out Derek Luzum, and Luzum with the tip after the miss. Long pass up ahead on the baseline. Teets. Teets can't get the shot to fall, can't get the tip either, and it's going to be eventually rebounded by Zeleny. Zeleny will bring in the offensive end, and Zeleny kicks right side for Jensen. Jensen gives it on the baseline. A little floater here by Luzum. Too strong, but Mueller rebounds it, kicks it out here for Zeleny, and Zeleny with the jumper. So Sam Zeleny hits the shot and makes it a one-possession ball game again. We got 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 34-31. Wolves working it around. With it is Aldridge. Aldridge fires the three, no good. Long rebound by Jensen over there in the corner, and Jensen will be the last man across the timeline with the dribble. He'll stop top of the circle, has it knocked down. Gets it back. Good work there by Jensen. A 4-on-3 at the moment, but they're going to slow it down And Zeleny will give it top of the circle. Back out here for Jensen. Gives it right side. Lusum's going to stroke a three. A little bit short there. And rebounded by Wertman. He'll give it to Appleton. So here comes Bancroft Rosalie. Now driving is going to be Teets. Teets in the lane has the ball knocked out of his hands. But on his way to the basket, he was fouled. And he was in the air trying to put up the shot. So it'll be two shots here. So Teets to the line. We'll be shooting a couple. And it is short. Maxim going to check back into the ball game here for Exeter Milligan. Also in the ball game, Aaron Ross back out there for Bancroft Rosalie. And Teets back to the line. His free throw a little bit short. Rebounded by Lusum. Lusum snags the bound, and he'll get it off right side for Zeleny. Zeleny with the dribble. Will direct traffic a little bit. That'll stop him, and he'll kick it now top of the circle for Jensen. Jensen can't shoot over the top of Nottleman with those long arms. Gets it back to Jensen after he gave it away momentarily. He's used up his dribble now and not facing any pressure. He'll pass the ball out here for Zeleny. Back out right side for Jensen. Zeleny has a right side. Entry pass down low. Pivoting is Lusum, and Lusum will take it off glass and score. They snapped it in to Lusum, and Lusum then able to bank it in off the glass. 4:45 to go here. Ball knocked loose, but into the hands of Nottleman. Nottleman gives right side. Quick jumper, no good. And rebound taken out by Exeter Milligan. Snagging the bound was Lusum, and he'll get it up ahead here for Jensen. Jensen helps kick into the corner. Three-pointer for Zelenka. Zelenka shot no good. Lusum with the rebound. And before the shot, he's fouled. And so you're going to be inbounding the basketball here. So foul is going to be on Nottleman. So Ian Nottleman picks up the foul. And the inbounds pass can be knocked loose and then stolen away by Appleton. Appleton gets it up ahead to Aldridge. Aldridge with the layup, and he missed it. Rebounded by Jensen for Exeter Milligan. Great opportunity. It was contested, but Aldridge has won the roll off the rim that got away. So Jensen now has it top of the circle. Chance here for the Wolves to take the lead. On the baseline with it is Lusum. Driving is Jensen as he gets the pass. Missed that shot that he should have had. And pulling it down is going to be Teets. And we're going to have a foul called here on Exeter Milligan. And the foul, I believe, is going to be on Jarrett Maxim. Nope, they're going to give it to number 25 instead. So that'll be on Jensen. So that's the second foul of the second half here against Exeter Milligan. They have never let in the game. They trail it as Bancroft Rosalie with the lead and the basketball. They're in the offensive end. Ross has it, gives it top of the circle for Appleton. Appleton's going to drive. He's going to float off glass. Good. Quick first step as he's able to drive in with that dominant hand and lay it off the glass. Three-point ball game again, 36-33. So on the bounce here is going to be Zeleny. Zeleny gives right wing here for Zelenka. Zelenka has it, gives it top of the circle for Maxson. Maxson, nice pass inside for Lusum. Lusum, he missed a shot point blank. And it's going to be rebounded out of there by the Panthers. Ross with the rebound. And now with the basketball in the offensive end is Appleton. Appleton snaps it. Tough pass to catch, but Nottleman does. And Nottleman will take it off the glass and score. And a timeout being taken here by Bancroft Rosalie. They have a 38-33 lead with 3:13 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Exeter Milligan with a chance to tie it earlier. Couldn't get that done. And now they're down by three. It's actually down by five. A couple of possessions they're trailing by. It's 38-33. And with the dribble here is going to be Zeleny. Zeleny gave it away. Gets it back. Top of the circle. Works it in the lane here for Maxson. He has to kick it out, so Zeleny's going to reset the offense. And top of the circle with it is going to be Maxson. Maxson, right wing, over to Zeleny. Zeleny gives it off right wing, and Zeleny strokes in the three. 38-36, big three-pointer for Dalton, for Sam Zeleny. And with the ball now is going to be Appleton. Appleton kicks it on the baseline. A little drive there. Nice extra pass to Ross, and Ross will hit the bucket. Great assist down low there. And the lead back out to four. Maxson on that right side, try to enter it in. And we've got a little foul going to be called here on the Panthers. Reminder for you that our presenting sponsors include Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th, a week from today, beginning at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. We're going to take a quick timeout here, and we'll return to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth with the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie, leading it 40-36 over Exeter Milligan when we come back right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC off the inbounds play. Three-pointer good for Exeter and Milligan. Sam Zeleny strokes in the three-pointer off the inbounds play. And it's a one-point ball game. 40-39. Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie have had the lead the entire way. And they have the basketball right now. Teets drives on the baseline. He's shut off in a little bit of trouble, but is able to get it out to Appleton. Now top of the circle. Appleton drives in the lane, and we'll give it off here left side for Teets. Teets looking to hand the ball off to Aldridge, and we've got a blocking foul going to be whistled against Exeter Milligan. That'll be on going to be on Jensen, Jarrett Maxson, and that's that's a foul that will set up Bancroft Rosalie on their own baseline, but it's intercepted. Inbounds pass intercepted by Zoltan Zelenka, and he'll get the ball out here for Luzum. Luzum gives here left wing here for Maxson. Maxson gives away, and a bad pass, but boy, somehow they're up. Zeleny gives up here for Zelenka. Zelenka right at Zeleny for three. No good. Out for Maxson. Maxson, a little drive on the baseline, takes it off. Zeleny, not in the rebound, taken out of there by Nottleman, and Nottleman will hand the ball off to Appleton. So Appleton will end the possession here for Bancroft Rosalie, and they come in the offensive end. They give it off right wing here for Teets. Teets working against a little pressure there by Maxson, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Appleton has it. Appleton, top of the circle, drives. He'll pass it back out, nearly intercepted there by Luzum, but the ball in the hands of Aldridge. Aldridge gives now to the elbow for Workman. Workman, 15-foot jumper, no good. And nobody's around Jarrett Maxson when he pulls down the rebound. And then his outlet pass is going to be slapped away by Bancroft Rosalie. Last touch by Teets as it goes out of bounds. So it belongs to Exeter Milligan now with 57.3 to go. We're late in the third quarter. And the Wolves have never led in the game. But Exeter Milligan can take the lead with some points here. On the dribble is Zeleny. It gives right wing here for Zelenka. In the lane, a little runner. Shot going to be no good here for White. And coming up with a rebound in the land of Giants is Aldridge. Aldridge outlet pass stolen away by White. And Exeter Milligan in trouble in the lane. They lose it. Luzon picks it up, and they're going to call a walk. Well, if it hadn't been a walk, I think you would have had a three-second violation in there because they had trouble with the handle. Hello, in any event, it will be a turnover here for Exeter Milligan as they had a fairly good opportunity to take the lead. So Bancroft Rosalie leading it 40-39. They will be working for the last shot. Appleton has it on that left wing, throws it in the corner for Nottleman. Nottleman, top of the circle, off for Ross, giving it back out here for Aldridge, who was a little bit out of control, but he's able to kick it out for Nottleman. 20 seconds left, top of the circle. Appleton has it, his pass through the lane, misses everybody, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover here for Bancroft Rosalie, and now 18.1 to go for Exeter Milligan with a chance to take the lead. Slowly in the offensive end is Jensen. They get it on the baseline right side. Jensen wants it back. He's got it, and he has the ball knocked out of his hands, and that'll be a foul on Aldridge. So Aldridge is going to be called for the foul here. So really nobody with foul trouble for Bancroft Rosalie, but for Exeter Milligan, both Maxson and Jensen have three personal fouls. 5.7 to go here for Exeter Milligan as they'll inbound the basketball. And Jensen will give it top of the circle. Open there is Luzon. Luzon for three off the iron.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back. About ready to head into the fourth quarter and what has been a pretty exciting ball game. Battling all the way back here is going to be Exeter Milligan as they've got the lead for the first time, 41-40. As looking at the scoring trends here, run tracker and all that other stuff that's kind of nice to have. Well, this is the first lead that they've had in the ball game at 41-40, and that's where we'll start the fourth quarter. Bancroft Rosalie will have the basketball back, though. They'll have the opportunity to answer back after White kissed that shot off the glass off of the offensive miss. And 8 minutes to decide the Class D2 state championship. Bancroft Rosalie 27-1. Exeter Milligan now 20-7. So welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as we're just about ready to get things underway. Reminder for you, presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event begins a week from today, the 21st through the 28th, at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. Panthers inbound the basketball. They get it to Appleton. Appleton tosses top of the circle here for Aldridge. Aldridge on the left side for Teets. Teets has it over there. He's looking out here for Wertman. Wertman now gets it and gives it to Aldridge. Right wing, a little ball fit. Hello, and then we got a foul before the shot. I don't think they're going to give him. Yeah, they're not going to give him the shot. He hadn't gone up yet. So Teets fouled on the ground. He got the defender in the air, and the defender landed on him to make sure he did not get the shot off. So that's actually a pretty good decision there on Cameron White's part not to give up a cheap bucket. So Teets inbounded as White commits the foul, and it's going to be tossed in here for Nottleman. Throws it in the lane here for Teets. Teets is going to drive on the baseline, a little ball fake. Looking. And he's going to kick it out. Bound around the perimeter we go as Appleton has it. Appleton gives it left side again here for Nottleman. Nottleman between the circles for Aldridge. And Aldridge will work a little time off the clock here. And they give it right wing for Teets. Teets kicks into the corner. Back out to Aldridge. Aldridge facing man-to-man. Lobs it left side. Up high for it is Appleton. Appleton with the dribble here. Appleton with nine. He's a leading scorer on the court right now for Bancroft Rosalie. And he'll get the ball back out to Aldridge. Aldridge around here left side. And it's Teets who has it now on that right side. Driving through here is Appleton. Appleton's going to shoot off glass. Great roll as he spins it up and in. Panthers take the lead back here, 42-41. So Exeter Milligan with the basketball, trying to get that lead back. They've only had the lead to start this fourth quarter. That's the only lead they've had. They use up the dribble on the right wing. In a little bit of trouble there is Zeleny. Zeleny gets the ball back after he passed it away. He drives to the baseline, gives it to Lusum. Lusum, great ball fake, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Appleton, and Appleton's going to be called for the foul, and that will be his second. Lusum leading the way here for Exeter Milligan. He has 12 points and 7 rebounds. Appleton, the leading scorer for Bancroft Rosalie with 11. Workman is the leading rebounder with 6. And the free throw is going to be up and no good here for Lusum. Dalton Zelenka checking back in for Exeter Milligan as they'll hand the basketball out here for Lusum. Lusum with a chance to tie it, and he does. We are tied 42 all with 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Appleton's in the offensive end. Appleton will dribble, stop on the baseline, and he'll bounce it back out here for Workman, and they'll reset the offense around the perimeter we go with it as Teets has it, and he's watching everybody cycle through off of a screen. They give it to Appleton. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three, top of the key. So they drained a three-pointer on the top of the key. And now Exeter Milligan trails by three. With it is number two, Lusum. Quick jumper on that right side, no good. Fighting for the rebound is White. Can't come up with it. Nottleman on the ground. They'll hand it off here for Teets, and Teets loses the ball. And so back to offense goes Exeter Milligan. And White's going to get a nice little handshake as he comes off the court here. And some words of encouragement from Dean Phillippe. So the head coach talking to White, who has played well here. Zeleny has the basketball after inbounding it. He's got it between the circles, dribbling there, giving it right side now for Zelenka. Zelenka will lose him, kicks it back out for Zeleny. He'll hit a three, stroked it in, hit nothing but net. And we're tied at 45. So threes by each team here. To keep it deadlocked here with now 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Appleton backing up on that left side. Still has his dribble. It was momentarily knocked away from him by Zelenka, so he'll pass the ball back around, and now Appleton has it back. Appleton working against some pressure here by Maxson, and we're going to have a foul called on Exeter Milligan. Teets set the screen. They tried to fight through it. And Maxson is going to call for his fourth foul. So it's been somewhat of a rough day here for Jarrett Maxson. Not always a large point scorer, but has yet to score a point and has four fouls. Into the corner over there is Aldridge. Aldridge being harassed there by Lusum, so he'll dribble, takes it between the circles. Now he's at the top of the key, still dribbling around, giving it now right side for Aaron Ross. Rass. And Rass gives it top of the circle. Now the pass is to Appleton in the corner. Appleton on the right wing uses up his dribble. He'll throw it over there for Teets. Teets is on the baseline. Now he's driving, and he'll float in the lane. Shot no good. And the rebound going to be pulled down there by Ross. Ross shot no good with the offensive putback. And the rebound going to be taken by Jensen. And then we have a foul. Well, Bancroft Rosalie fans barking here just a little bit, and they may have a case because one of the rebounders kind of got boxed out and undercut there. They did not call that foul. And then they call a little touch foul. So Exeter Milligan does have the basketball. Zelenka helps work it down low. Lose him on the baseline. Shot off glass. Good. Nice baseline drive there by Derek Lusum as they had a set play there and cash in with Lusum now with 15 in the game. With it is number 15 in the lane. With it is Teets. Teets, a little drive, gets a bucket and a foul. The officials are going to get together and talk about it. So the officials are huddling up here to discuss whether or not it's going to be a made bucket. As it did go in, they're going to talk about the timing of it, and I think they're going to count the bucket. And Jeff Schwartz is going to come over, and he's going to count the bucket. So a little push being called here. Bucket will count. And the foul is going to be on Jarrett Maxson, and that is now five on Maxson. So Jarrett Maxson's day is done here as he'll leave the game 0 for 4 from the field, 7 rebounds, and now 5 fouls. And the other, number 15, Karsten Teets, will step to line for an and-one opportunity to put Bancroft Rosalie back on top. Reminder for you that presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. They're going to count the bucket, but they're not going to say it was on the shot. It was actually on the attempted rebound, so the Panthers get the ball back. And they work around the perimeter here for Appleton. That was part of the discussion. I did not see the indication. Nottoman has it. We'll hand the basketball back out here for Appleton. Appleton gets a screen, takes the top of the circle, then we'll give it off here for Aldridge. Aldridge tries to enter it in. Dangerous pass, but Teets picks it up, kicks it back out here for Aldridge. His three is off the mark, and we've got a foul on the rebound, and we'll head to the other end of the court. And that'll be on Karsten Teets. And that is going to be just his second foul. So 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. And this one's, well, can't be any tighter than this. We're deadlocked at 47. As Exeter Milligan spent the first three quarters fighting back from an early deficit. They started the fourth quarter with the lead, and now they've got the basketball. 47 all. Driving here is going to be Lusum. Lusum loses the basketball. Stolen away. Aldridge gets the outlet pass. Has to slow it down. Good work back there by Zelenka to slow down the fast break. Driving here is Teets in the lane. He'll flip and score. Knife through there, kind of an underhanded flip, takes it off the glass and in. And we've got a timeout being taken by Exeter Milligan. They trail it 49-47 with 3:22 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As right now, the Panthers lead the Wolves 49-47. And right now, Bancroft Rosalie shooting 49%. Exeter Milligan 37% is all. That's really why this is a close game, because every other statistic really does favor Exeter Milligan right now. But the scoreboard does favor Bancroft Rosalie, who is the defending state champion. They have a 49-47 lead. Exeter Milligan in the offensive end with the basketball is going to be Zeleny. Zeleny gave it away, gets it back, gives it off on the left side. They throw it on the baseline to White. Back around the perimeter we go as Zeleny has it. They'll give it off here right side for Jensen. Jensen will hand the ball back out here for Zeleny. Zeleny, a little bit of pressure being put on there by Aldridge, so they'll dribble all the way around. And now with the ball is going to be Zeleny. Zeleny gives it left side. Open for three is Zelenka. Zelenka's three is no good. Rebound being tipped around. Teets had it and still does. It was nearly stolen away, but great work there by Karsten Teets to pull down the rebound for Bancroft Rosalie. And it's plays like that that'll win you a state title. A little early to be talking about that right now, but already leading, the Panthers have the basketball 49-47 is our score, 2.5 to go. Top of the circle, Appleton has it. Appleton's going to drive, extra step, but the reason he took the extra step was he was fouled. He was marked out. He was bumped off the spot, no question about it. So White going to be called for the foul. So let's get you updated on some of those numbers. Appleton right now is leading scorer here for Bancroft Rosalie with 14. Derek Luzum has 15 for Exeter Milligan. And at the line is going to be Appleton for the first of now two because he hits the front end of a 1-1. It's still just a one possession game. A little early to be talking about that with 2:27 to go. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebounded by Luzum. 50-47. And Luzum in the offensive end is going to hand the basketball off here for Zeleny. Zeleny gives it off left side for Jensen. Jensen's going to throw it in the corner here for Zelenka. Back out for Jensen. Back to Zelenka. Zelenka for three in the tie. Off the mark. Offensive rebound, Zeleny. Zeleny's going to dribble out from behind the arc. Kicks the ball back out here for Jensen. Jensen lost it momentarily. Now picks it up. Gives it left side. Luzum's going to try a three. And he hits it. Hit the rim, rolled around, but it never left the bottom half of the cylinder. It rolled around as it was rolling around the net. Really not much of a threat of it to pop out. And we're tied at 50 with a minute 45 to go. Appleton gives it to Aldridge. Aldridge now right side for Nodeman. Nodeman back out top of the circle for Appleton. Appleton off the screen was open for the three. Doesn't want to shoot it from clear out there. And he'll get it in for Teets. Teets gives it for Workman. Workman back out here for Appleton. Appleton can't shoot over the taller Cameron White, who is 6'4 with long arms. And so they'll kick the ball back out here for Appleton. He gave it away momentarily. Now he has it back, directing traffic, being harassed there by Zelenka. And he'll dribble on that left wing. Still has that dribble going, giving it in the lane for Nodelman. Nodelman kicks it out here for Aldridge. Aldridge at the elbow, kicks back out for Appleton. We're now in the final minute of the D2 state championship, tied at 50. On the dribble is Appleton. Appleton was going to direct traffic. They clear it out for him. He works on that right side, still dribbling. 5-second count, nearly called there, but a little bit of space at the end. Teets now has it top of the circle. 43 seconds to go. They're going to hand the ball back out for Appleton, and now a timeout by Bancroft Rosalie. Panthers call the timeout. Are they thinking about working it for the final shot? We're tied at 50 with 40 to go here in the D2 state championship game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We've seen it a couple times here at the state basketball tournament where teams have worked the clock down for a final shot either at the end of the game or an end of a quarter. And again, you want to take a little bit of time. You still have that opportunity to get an offensive putback. You probably want to shoot with about 2, maybe 3 seconds left on the clock. And again, you want to get the ball in the hands of your best player, and that probably would be Kenneth Appleton. That would be the seeds of success for Bancroft Rosalie, brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer's service. Science with service, delivering success. And fortunately, both these two teams battling hard, but nobody's been hurt. Nobody's been banged around too bad, as both teams are very healthy. That's our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life. Two locations in Kearney. Exeter Milligan, Bancroft Rosalie, both sets of fans in full throat here as the ball is inbounded by Aldridge. 40 seconds to go, tied at 50. They get it into Appleton's hands. And Appleton is going to work the clock a little bit. Exeter Milligan is going to allow him to do it. They're kind of creeping out there a little. And Nodelman will just get the ball out for Appleton. They're going to work the clock here. Now 26 to go. Near midcourt is going to be Appleton. Appleton has it. Will it be Appleton who takes the shot? That's where my guess is. 15 seconds to go. And directing traffic is Teets down low. Teets is going to come up and set a screen. 8 seconds to go. Left wing with it is Appleton. Appleton spinning, jumping in the lane. Floater, back of the iron, bounce around. No good. Rebound. It goes out of bounds at the buzzer. The Wolves and the Panthers tied at 50. We are heading to overtime. Regulation has expired, and we still haven't crowned a D2 state champion just yet. We'll be back with the overtime as we return to the Nebraska National Bank podcast for the D2 state championship game and our first overtime coming up right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. The D2 state championship game going to overtime. Exeter Milligan and Bancroft Rosalie. And the tip to start the overtime is controlled by Bancroft Rosalie. With the ball here is going to be Teets. Teets is going to hand it off here for Mario Aldrich. Aldrich gives it off on the left side for Teets. Off a screen, they give it to Appleton. Appleton working to get some man-to-man there by Zelenka, and he'll get the basketball back out here for Mario Aldrich. Aldrich, left side for Appleton. Appleton, a little floater off glass. No good. He shot it over the top of the rim, and it's going to be rebounded by Kyle Jensen. Jensen brings in the offensive end. Jensen will give it here a left side for Zeleny. Zeleny on the dribble. Gives it now here for Zelenka. Back on the right wing. That's Jensen with it. Jensen out for Zeleny. Zeleny with 3:13 to go. Tied at 50. Gave it away. Now Zeleny gets it back. And Zeleny stops top of the circle. Gives left side. A little head fake there by Zelenka. And they'll give it back to Zeleny. And they in the lane, they give it for Luzum. And Luzum puts it on the rim. It rolls around. No good. But there is a foul called. And now Derek Luzum is going to go to the free throw line for the first of two free throws. So Luzum with two shots and a chance to break the tie. But his first free throw is no good. Well, neither team has really gotten to the free throw line a ton here, as they've let them play. Four out of five are the Wolves, and the Panthers are 5 out of 10, but the second free throw is good. So now Exeter Milligan does have the lead, 51-50. So in the offensive end, here comes Nodelman. Nodelman going to lob it up ahead here for Appleton. Appleton's on the baseline, picked up there by Luzum, and they'll get the ball out for Aldrich. Aldrich, top of the circle for Teets, nearly intercepted. Teets has his shot blocked and then picked up by Luzum. Not only did Luzum get the block, he tucked it under his wing, and now he'll give it off to Jensen. Jensen now kicks right side on the run here is Zeleny. And Zeleny will get the ball back out for Jensen. Jensen going to work the clock here a little bit. Wolves have a 51-50 lead. Exeter Milligan trying to win the state title from Bancroft Rosalie, who is the defending state champions. Top of the circle with it is Jensen. They'll give it off here. Right wing for Luzum. Luzum, that's a fadeaway three. And he rattles it home in the corner. Rattled it in. And the Timberwolf there is bowing down. Rightly so. It's a four-point Timberwolf lead. And a three-pointer tried in transition by Aldridge. No good. Rebounded by Exeter Milligan. Will walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. All 4 points here in the overtime belong to Exeter Milligan. And they're going to try to add to it here as we're midway through the overtime. White pulled down the rebound after, I thought, pulling the trigger a little bit quick there was Aldridge, as he was not open nor in rhythm. And Cameron White will try the front end of a 1-1. It's no good. Up high for the rebound. Falling down with it is Nodelman, but he did not travel. Nice work there by Nodelman to keep the possession after snagging the rebound. Appleton now has it top of the circle. He'll give it off a screen left side for Aldrich. Aldrich nearly had it stolen away by Zelenka, but Aldrich has it, and he'll give it off here right side for Nodelman. Nodelman, top of the circle for Aldrich. Aldrich now handing off to Appleton. Appleton gets a screen. He's going to shoot a three. That's a tough three, but he hits it. fighting through the screen was Eleni. And still, Appleton was able to hit the three-pointer. Timeout being taken here. 1:27 to go. Timeout being taken by Bancroft Rosalie. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 1:27 to go in overtime. And it's Exeter Milligan, 54. Bancroft Rosalie, 53. We come back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We've got a one-point ball game. I'll tell you what, there was ice water in the veins there for Bancroft Rosalie's Kenneth Appleton as he stroked in that three-pointer, hand right in his face there by Zeleny. But he was open long enough that he was able to trigger it off before Zeleny closed out. In any event, Exeter Milligan has a one-point lead and the basketball. They get it for Lusum. And Lusum back out here for Kyle Jensen with 1:22 to go. Throws it up ahead here for Zeleny. Zeleny triple teamed, but is able to get it out for Jensen. Jensen now gives it right side for Sam Zeleny. Zeleny on the dribble, facing a little bit of zone, but they're going to come out there and try to attack. Jensen has it, and Jensen near midcourt has the dribble now with 1:05 to go. Driving here is Exeter Milligan. They'll give it right side for White. White out here for Lusum. Lusum in a little bit of trouble, has the dribble in the lane, pivots, kicks it out, nearly walked with it, but a good no call there. Jensen on the dribble, throws it down low. He was trying a tough pass, wrapping it around there. He's tapping his chest saying, my bad. That might be very bad because it's a one-point ball game with 48 seconds to go. Bancroft Rosalie down by a point where they've got the basketball with now 41 seconds to go. Across the timeline is Aldridge. 54-43. Aldridge working a little clock, not closely guarded. Gives it left side for Appleton. Appleton looking over the top of that defense. Now has the dribble with 27 seconds left. He'll back up, gives it left wing. On the baseline with it is Teets. Teets, ball fake, shot off glass, no good. Teets with the rebound. Teets, another ball fake. Steps through, takes it off glass, and will score. 1 point lead here for Bancroft Rosalie. Basketball in the hands of Zeleny. Zeleny gives it off here for Lusum. Lusum across the timeline. Kicks in the corner. And we got a timeout being taken by Exeter Milligan. 8:1 to go. Ball will be inbounded on the sideline near midcourt with 8:1 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Well, if you want to knock off the defending state champion, you've got to step up at crunch time, and this is the crunchiest of crunch times. It is 55-54. The defending state champions from Bancroft Rosalie have the lead. Exeter Milligan with the chance to take the lead back here as they have it on their offensive end. Now on the sideline, that is not the best place in the world to inbound it in terms of trying to score right away, but they have plenty of time to get a look here off of the inbounds play. And they're still drawing it up there on the far sideline as Dean Phillippe giving the marching orders here to the T-Wolves. They're going to inbound it near midcourt on the opposite side of the Exeter Milligan bench. And to throw it in here is going to be Kyle Jensen. A lot of times your inbounder is the guy that will take the shot. He's going to be picked up there by Appleton. As it appears right now, they're going man-to-man. And now a timeout being taken by Bancroft Rosalie. They're going to take a full timeout. So that's what we'll do. We'll take a full timeout here as well. 8:1 to go. Timeout for Bancroft Rosalie. They wanted to see what Exeter Milligan wanted to do. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back with 8:1 to go in overtime. Panthers 55, Wolves 54. Back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
We're back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Inbounding it down by a point is Exeter Milligan, 55-54, 8.1 to go in overtime of a state championship game. Jensen inbound it, throws it in the corner with the catch of Zeleny. Zeleny gives it to Jensen. Jensen's going to be fouled on the floor before the shot. So as we mentioned before the timeout, a lot of times your inbounder will be the guy that will take the shot. Well, that was going to be the case, as Jensen was fouled and will have a 1-1. They're not in the bonus yet. Yeah, it'll be a 1-1. Huge free throw for Kyle Jensen to tie the state championship game. It's up and good. 5.5 to go. 55-55. Fives are wild here. And number 25 will try to put his team up by one. Jensen's second free throw is short. Gets his own rebound. Has it on the dribble. Will shoot. Short. Tip at the buzzer. They lose him. It's off the mark. Lose him coming in on the backside. Tried the tip. It was on the rim. Rolls out, and we go to double overtime. Both teams with five in the extra period. We'll put four on the clock, and we'll play a second overtime. 55-55. Exeter Milligan and Bancroft Rosalie for the D2 State Championship and our second overtime. We come back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Second overtime underway. Bancroft Rosalie does control the tip. And we're tied at 55 as a chance by losing a tip at the buzzer that rimmed out. Workman has it on that left side for the Panthers. Gives it top of the circle here for Teets. Teets gives it off for Aldridge. Aldridge on that right side for Nottleman. Nottleman looking to the inside. Gives it top of the circle here for Appleton. Appleton's going to drive. Appleton's going to flip and on his way to the basket, going to be held, so he's going to be shooting too. Well, Exeter Milligan hit the free throw, the front end of a 1-1 that tied it. Couldn't get the second free throw to go. Got an offensive rebound, got a good look, and then a tip at the buzzer that would have won it. Ends up being a little bit short. Now Bancroft hits the first of two free throws. Appleton will give the Panthers a one-point lead. Appleton second free throw back there, no good. Jensen tied it. He's the main reason why we're still here and still playing basketball. He'll kick it right side for Zeleny. Back out for Jensen. Around the perimeter we go. And Jensen gets the ball back as the Panthers in a little zone here. He's just working around the perimeter. He's going to be Exeter Milligan. Jensen with the basketball. 56-55. Down by one. Lusum will fire a three and hits the three. Derek Lusum strokes the three-pointer in the corner, and the Wolves have a two-point lead. Defending state champions, the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie with the dribble. Aldrich gives it in the lane for Appleton. Appleton throws it out, intercepted. Coming up with it is Zelena. And Zelena is going to slow it down, and he'll hand the basketball off here for Zelenka. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Jensen. Jensen gives it left side for Zelenka. Zelenka back out for Zeleny. Right wing for Jensen. A defensive play, by the way, was actually made by Dalton Zelenka. Zeleny and Zelenka have been controlling the basketball a lot here this possession. With it right now is Jensen. He's going to back up. Jensen going to be picked up there man-to-man by Aldridge. And he'll throw the ball off on the right side over there for Zelenka. Zelenka still has the dribble. He's working against Nodeman. Bounce pass to White. White's going to catch it. Take it off glass. No good. Lose him trying to pull down the rebound. Instead, I think he might have pulled down on the arm, or was he the one that got fouled? Nodeman's going to call for the foul here. And to the line is going to be Lusum. Lusum lost the basketball. He had it originally. And one of the nice things about it is we can see the replay. And I think the replay shows that the officials got this one right. Derek Lusum is going to go to the free throw line and is actually going to be shooting two now. That is now the 10th team foul. So he'll shoot two, and the first one's good. So 59-56, three-point lead here for Exeter Milligan with 2:04 to go. They can make it a two-possession game with 2 minutes to go, and he does. 60-56. We're in our second overtime. Pass up ahead to Appleton. Appleton will drive to the baseline. He's backing up. He's picked up defensively there by Zeleny. And now Appleton will get the ball back after giving it to Aldridge. Pass to Teets. Teets in the lane. Teets stops, in trouble. Kicks it out for Appleton. Appleton's going to back up, fire a three. Missed it. There's a flop there. No foul should be called, and neither one is one called as White pulled down the rebound. Folks from Bancroft Rosalie barking a little bit, but that was a flop. Ball now in the hands of Jensen, who's going to drive and flip, and he's fouled. Shot won't fall. In fact, it didn't even hit iron, but he'll get himself to the line after driving hard to the rack. So Jensen being rewarded for his aggression with the basketball. So Jensen will shoot two. Both teams are in the bonus. But if a non-shooting foul is committed by Exeter Milligan, the Panthers would only have a 1-1. T-Wolves will be shooting two free throws from here on out, and the first one here is good for Kyle Jensen. 61-56. Minute 32 to go, and a timeout being taken by Bancroft Rosalie. 92 seconds away from a state title is Exeter Milligan. They have a five-point lead. They'll be back to the free throw line for one free throw with a minute 32 to go. And after this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out
for professional service to keep your business running smoothly. Call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The best game of the morning session was the first game, where High Plains got past Humphrey St. Francis, coming from behind 64-61. That was in regulation. Well, this one's following the same script, because trailing most of the game has been Exeter Milligan. They took the lead on the last second of the third quarter, and it was tied the fourth quarter. It's been very tight, and this one has been tight now into our second overtime. So a second free throw here for Jensen's up and good. He makes it 62-56. Minute and a half to go. Panthers need a bucket. Appleton brings it in the offensive end. He's got a couple of screens, dribbles to that left side, throws it in the corner for Teets. Teets has it back out to Appleton, who's going to drive, who's going to float, and rolls in. So he'll hit the shot and make it now a four-point ball game. On the run here is Zeleny. Zeleny brings in the offensive end. Teets grabs him on the arm. And so it's going to be Sam Zeleny who will go and shoot two free throws. Zeleny will have his first trip to the free throw line. So Zeleny will have a chance to add to a four-point lead with 1:11 to go. Again, he'll be shooting two. Possession arrow, by the way, is also pointing here to Exeter Milligan. The free throw is good. And again, don't have the shooting percentages from the free throw line on the year here for Exeter Milligan, but Zeleny was, they worked to get him the ball, and he shows why as he hits both free throws. 6-point ball game, minute 10 to go. Appleton in the offensive end, throws it to Nodeman. Nodeman gives it to Teets. Teets is going to drive, takes it off glass. It's good, as Lusum was trying to pick up a charge there, but it didn't come, and a long pass And there's going to be Nodeman called for the foul. Well, lose him through that long pass up ahead for an opportunity for an easy bucket, but they fouled him as he was passing. And so he'll be shooting two, leading it 64-60 with 57.3 to go. And the free throw rolls around and is no good for Luzum. Luzum now 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. His second free throw is up and good. 65-60, 56 seconds to go in the second overtime. Appleton in the offensive end. Appleton, long deuce from that left side, good. He hits it, and the ball is going to be inbounded here as Luzum has his pass stolen away. Nodeman has it stolen away. Three-pointer in the corner, no good. Rebounded over there by Zeleny for Exeter Milligan, and he's going to be fouled immediately. They had the opportunity, but the three-pointer comes up a little bit short over there. And now back to the fouling game. Go the defending state champions from Bancroft Rosalie. So Appleton had a nice look at it, tried that three-pointer. It was short, and you can kind of see Appleton right now bending over trying to get some air in those lungs. Sam Zeleny shooting two, and the first one's up and short. So he's now 2 out of 3 from the line. And this one would be a big one because it would make it a two-possession game, 65-62. Zeleny's free throw, good. 4-point lead for Exeter Milligan. Teets has the basketball. He's on the run, has a screen, dribbles to the right side, pass tip, but picking it up is Appleton. Appleton off a screen on that left wing, still on the dribble here, gives it for Nodeman. Nodeman back out for Appleton. Appleton, long three-pointer off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken out by Zelenka here for Exeter Milligan, and we've got a foul. Exeter Milligan with a key rebound there, and then the foul, and they already lead it by 4 with 16.9 to go. And again, you need a three-pointer, but that one was going to be a tough circus shot there for Kenneth Appleton. So it'll be White to pull down that rebound, and Cameron White now will step to the free throw line and have 2 shots. This will be just his second trip to the line. He's 0 for 1. Bancroft Rosalie wants to ice him a little bit here as they call the timeout with 16.9 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're in the second overtime. Exeter Milligan, 66. Bancroft Rosalie, 62. And the Wolves will be at the line for 2 free throws. We come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the state championship game here in Class D2 is now in its second overtime. And Exeter Milligan leading it 66-62, trying to add to it, and White's free throw didn't have a chance. Barely hit the front of the rim. So the 6'4 sophomore will be given the basketball, with a chance to add to the lead again. And that one hits the back of the iron, no good. Teets comes up with a rebound here for the Panthers, and they're on the run. Appleton in the offensive end. Appleton, jump stop, three-pointer, short, and a foul on the rebound. And it'll be Luzum going to the line with 8 seconds to go. And the Panthers do not have a timeout. Here's why that's important. In high school basketball, you do not have to inbound the ball if it's less than 5 seconds to go because the clock does not stop. In the college game, it does. So literally at this point, Exeter Milligan, after a made bucket by Bancroft Rosalie, could put the ball on their hip, not inbound it, and that would be the end of the game. It's already a two-possession game, and trying to add to it is going to be Jensen, and his free throw here is no good. Exeter Milligan, they're now 14 of 23 from the free throw line.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.